Well, I think what's happened, and he did say to me that he would not do this in a month of primetime Sundays, but I think the BBC have agreed that he wants certain changes, and he wants it to be a programme that has content, and to move it away from the 90s, boys behaving badly, let's offend absolutely everything, and it was a hybrid entertainment format, not a motoring programme. And Chris, he's great in the role, and I think he is the only person in the UK, if not the world, who could do this tremendously challenging role, because he's got this deep, forensic, incredibly encyclopedic knowledge of cars. And I know this because I will go to car auctions with him, and I will watch him poring over motoring programs and motoring magazines, and we'll talk about these obscure cars. And he knows it all. And he's the only person that I could talk to about a Jensen CV8, and he'll tell me stuff that I thought nobody in the world knew apart from me. So in that respect,
you'd want him on your trivia team, wouldn't you?
I know. He's got this credibility, and you've got to, if you're starting again, it's got to have people who know about cars. That's an absolute basic.
And so do you want it to go back to being the kind of programme it was with you and maybe dear old William Woodard back in the day? I mean, a proper review magazine programme rather than the entertainment show it became?
No, it's a blend of all that. It is content, and blimey, there's enough stuff to talk about with rubbish roads, endless congestion, stupid parking regulations,
yes,
and all this sort of stuff. And Top Gear never, ever, ever dealt with that. But you don't want it to be serious and worthy. You want it to be fun. You want it to be edgy. You want it to be attitudinal. And Chris has got all those virtues. But what he's also got is this fantastic moral compass. And you listen to him on The Breakfast Show. 7 million people tune into him every morning. And he's fair and he's honest and he's got light and shade. And he will not rubbish a car because it's funny, for the sake of being funny. He's got really good judgment and light and shade. And I think that's a really, really great start. The big question now is, who are going to stand shoulder to shoulder with Chris? Because those other presenters, it could be two, it could be three, it could be rolling. They also have to have this deep credibility and deep knowledge of cars, because without that, then it will just be a pastiche. So I think it's a great start. Let's see who else joins the fray.
Care to chuck a couple of names into the mix, Quentin?
Well, you know, I was thinking about this. It's very, very difficult. There aren't that many people out there who have the warmth and the ability to captivate an audience, the presentation skills and the knowledge. And I just, you know, the names that have been fielded up to now by the BBC and by the media, they don't fit the bill at all. You can't put people who are, you know, known for other areas of expertise onto Top Gear just because they're television presenters.
The car knowledge is an absolute must, is it?
Yeah, because a viewer, you know, BBC and television executives patronise the viewer, but the viewer knows at 200 yards whether the person that's talking to them knows about the subject. You can't have presenters reading nonsense written by 25-year-old researchers, because
I built a career on that.
And this is the BBC's most important brand. It is the most successful factual entertainment programme in the world. It's made the BBC £1 billion over the years. It has to be well managed. And it starts with people who know their subject and can talk with knowledge, passion and enthusiasm. So
do you fear then that in the current climate, with remarks the Director General has made and the like, that other factors will come into play in the choice of presenter?
Well, hopefully not. I mean, we'll all be very disappointed with the BBC if they take the easy option and patronise the viewer yet again. I'm hoping Danny Cohen knows what he's talking about and will get people alongside Chris that really have credibility. And it's this one word, isn't it? Substantial. They've got to be substantial. They can't be lightweight kids presenters. They've got to have something to say and be able to say it. Because when you talk about cars, you can't take the accepted line that everybody thinks. The great thing about Jeremy, like him or hate him, was that his judgment of cars was absolutely fantastic. Yeah. And he could tell you a good car from a bad in a nanosecond. And the people that support Chris have to have that same talent. So it's a very, very hard gig.
It's previously been three middle-class white guys, Quentin. Is that the way it's going to stay?
Who knows? It doesn't matter. Gender, ethnicity, anything like that. They've just got to have this knowledge. And I will be happy and feel that Top Gear is going to go into the future in safe hands if the people who are with Chris know what they're talking about. It's an absolute given.
And how much of a danger, and we don't know whether it's going to happen, if the former triumvirate make another programme on another network and stick it out and call it Second Gear or something equally like that, are they going to be a damning... Is the brand stronger than the Turns, is what I'm asking you, I suppose?
It should be, yes, because it's been around for a long time, and it is, you know, the world's most successful motoring programme. I think Jeremy and Richard and James will be fine. The challenge is, if they're on a non-public broadcaster with advertisers, they've got to be very, very careful what they say, because the advertisers will pull the ads if you know they rubbish a car. So the American networks really are out. So you've got Netflix and you've got Amazon and things like that. So we'll see. I mean, it might not be a car program in the accepted sense. It might be something different. But they'll be fine. I don't think we should worry about them. They'll go off, and it'll be interesting that we've now got all these car programs. I've got a show, the Classic Car Show, on Channel 5 with Jodie Kidd. So it means that car enthusiasts out there are going to have this wonderful diet of all these different shows, and hopefully the genre will get reinvented, will get better, the bar will be raised, and the most important thing here is the viewer will get a diet of car shows that they really deserve.
But just to pray, see, for you, Chris Evans, big thumbs up.
Oh, absolutely. He is, and I've just tweeted this, the only man that could do this job and take Top Gear into the future with credibility, expertise and fun.